There's a little scandal going on Twitter and Instagram today. I'm just going to read you the post, and I want to get your reaction before I tell you what everybody else is saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Chris Pratt, I don't know how much you know about his social life, but he was married to Anna Faris.
Mm-hmm.
They had a kid together. They got divorced, and he started dating Katherine Schwarzenegger, who he's now married to, and they have a little girl together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he posted this photo where he looks amazing. He's looking right at the camera, you know, great lighting, and she's looking at him. So right there, it's a little weird that they're both not looking at the camera, or they're both not looking at each other. She's gazing up at him and he's looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's what he wrote. Guys, for real, look how she's looking at me. I mean, find you somebody that looks at you like that, you know? We met in church. She's given me an amazing life, a gorgeous, healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put in my earbuds to drown it out, but that's love. She helps me with everything. In return, periodically, I open a jar of pickles. That's the trade. Her heart is pure and it belongs to me. My greatest treasure right next to my Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card, which, if you know, is saying a lot. It's her birthday in about 6 weeks. So if I don't get her anything, I'll tell her to look back on this post. Love you, honey. She responded and said, it's only when I'm eating cereal, but I love you. Remember, he said, she chews loudly.
Right.
She says, it's only when I'm eating cereal. And then her mom, Maria Shriver, wrote, now post a picture of her, of you looking at her.
Hmm. Okay, explain this to me, because I saw this photo today, and I saw people getting upset. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Am I weird?
I think you don't think like most people do. Like you have a more of a, I have to say, like, the weird thing about you is, as much as like a cynic you are, you're really not. Like, you have kind of a kind heart and you like to see the good in things. Like, you're looking at it like, this was a nice tribute.
Sweet post.
Right. Sweet post. The problem is several problems here. The first thing is, the post is not really about her. It's not about all the wonderful, great things that she does. It's basically saying, I'm a terrible husband and she puts up with me. Like, a lot of people said, it's sexist, it's shitty, it's gross, it's narcissistic, the photo, the language he used to talk about his wife, and the unflattering behaviors he seemed to admit to. Let's see. I don't really think this is a great post as you think it is. Somebody wrote, I don't think this is as great a post as you think it is, with a string of red flag emojis. Somebody else said, this appears to be a hostage situation. Somebody else said, what in the male audacity? Here's the biggest issue here. Here's the biggest issue here. If you go back in the post and you see, she's given me an amazing life,
mm-hmm.
a gorgeous, healthy daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's kind of a dig. Because, and more than a dig, it's really insensitive. His 9-year-old son, Jack, has health issues and was born prematurely. And still, like, here, let me give you exactly. Jack was born 2 months premature. He weighed just 3 pounds, 12 ounces. He spent a month in the NICU and had severe brain bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to have hernia and eye surgeries. He also has a little bit of a heart issue, according to Anna Faris. He still has problems with his vision and his leg muscles. And all the pictures you see of them, you know, he has like one foot that's kind of turned in. Like, he's, I'm sure he's in therapy. I'm sure as he gets older, it'll be fine. But right now, he has some health issues and he wears those like little kid glasses, you know. So people were like, don't you have a son too?
Okay. I want everybody who commented on that post, I want people to go to their homes and take their keyboards away. I do not. If you can't post a post like that about your wife and your daughter without getting trashed, I don't want to live in this world no more.
You're taking the wrong attitude.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it should be. No, people are here on social media And it's not like one or two people. These are thousands of comments.
I didn't even because you give me your keyboard.
No. They're here. They're here to keep celebrities in check. Celebrities that are narcissists that don't realize that the things that they're saying are insensitive or misogynistic or he didn't tell us one thing that he does for her other than open a jar of pickles.
It's a post, though. It's not like he's writing a book. He saw a photo of his wife looking at him, and the way she looked at him was amazing. How she was looking at him.
But he didn't say that. He didn't say it's amazing the way she looks at me, and I'm so lucky to have this beautiful woman so in love with me, and I can't do enough for her. That's not what he said.
But he's not an author. He can't. It's like me. I can't be eloquent like what you just said. He just threw it out there because it was a great photo and he wanted to thank his wife. I can see exactly where this guy's coming from and for people to go after. Well, what about your son? I didn't write a book. I just wrote a post.
I know, but calling, saying that she gave me a healthy child is a dig to Anna Faris and his son, Jack, making it sound like, oh, that kid's not healthy. It's really insensitive to the kid. That's the thing that bothers me the most. You know, as somebody who is from the first family and my biological father had a second family, it's really, I'm telling you, it's a really hard place to be. And you know immediately a dad that does not love the first family or at all. Like it's so clear that he has nothing to do with Anna Faris. And when he's seen with Jack, it's like, you know, photo op kind of thing. But people were upset because it sounded like he described his wife as a possession. People called it casual disrespect. Somebody said, sir, why are you proud of doing absolutely nothing for your wife and making a dig at not only your ex-wife, but also your son?
Okay, maybe they should go to his house and take his keyboard away so he
That's
can't post
like
anything
it.
Ever again. Because anything that you post, even though when I read that, I went, this is 100% romantic as hell for his wife. Good for you, fist bump, Star-Lord. Good job for doing that. But then I saw people getting upset about it. I'm like, what are they talking about? I'm the crazy one here, I think.
Her heart is pure and it belongs to me. People didn't like that line either. I know what he meant by it. He meant like what he should have said was,
I have her heart. That's a great thing.
Her heart is pure. And I'm very lucky that I'm the one that gets to have her heart. But, you know, it belongs to me. And then he compares her to his Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card. I don't know. You're right. Maybe he just is ineloquent and doesn't know how to phrase stuff. But like even saying it's her birthday in about 6 weeks, so if I don't get her anything, you just told us she's the most amazing woman and you're not planning like this big, huge party for her or you're not going to get her something.
He needs a Cooper in his life where you send the tweet to Cooper before you send it out. And she says,
exactly.
You should have said this, this and this and this. And now you can send it out.
What he said and what he meant could have been two different things here, but people are going to call him out on what he actually said. And I have to tell you, Anna Faris is not my favorite. Remember, she abandoned her dog, like literally abandoned it. Somebody found it. It was emaciated and homeless. They brought it to a shelter and saved it. But then she got sued for abandoning the dog and she had to pay $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he's no prize. He didn't want to they had a cat, too. He tried to give away the cat on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
They're actors. I mean.
Right.
They're an actor with a keyboard. I understand we're pretty much the same guy, me and him. We could have grown up in the same town. I understand exactly what he was saying.
Yeah.
And there was nothing malicious to that post at all.
No. I'm not saying he was malicious. What I'm saying is when you're a huge narcissist and you view the whole world through what people can do for you, and then you post something like that thinking that you're writing something lovely and amazing, but what you're just writing is just an example of your narcissism. You don't realize it. I don't think he intentionally was like, let me fuck her up. Let me fuck this shit up. No, I think he was writing what he, as a narcissist, he wrote what he thought was a loving, kind post, but, and his intention was there, But I think when you're somebody who is so self-focused, it comes out like that post did.